Election Night Live Wire: Alabama Senate runoff, Georgia runoffs, and Virginia primaries further set midterm stage. By Matthew Boyle on June 21, 2022. Voters in Alabama, Virginia, and Georgia head to the polls on Tuesday to select key candidates in Republican primaries and runoffs, further setting the stage for the upcoming November midterm elections and testing the trends inside the GOP away from the establishment and toward former President Donald Trump's America First populist vision. The biggest prize on Tuesday is the GOP nomination for U.S. Senate in Alabama, where Katie Britt faces off against Representative Mo Brooks, RL, in the runoff. Britt, the former chief of staff for retiring Senator Dick Shelby, RL, has won Trump's endorsement in the final weeks of this race, which came in after Trump revoked it from Brooks earlier, before the first round of primary voting. Interestingly, the establishment media has framed Britt as an establishment candidate, but nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, she has openly called for change and new blood in the GOP Senate leadership structure, and has championed plans offered by Senator Tom Cotton, RR, that would slash legal immigration levels to the United States. In his statement endorsing her, Trump picked up on this, noting that Britt believes Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell encouraged now-failed candidate Mike Durant to run in the first round to try to stop her. It is true that Brooks has been more aggressive in his calls for McConnell to go, and Brooks has tried to keep his campaign alive with some last-second endorsements from people like columnist Ann Coulter. But either way, in this race the establishment will not be picking up an ally. Trump and America First outsiders will. Britt has taken an explosive lead in the final weeks in polling. In the first round of voting she blew away expectations and finished double digits better than her best polls, so seeing who emerges in Alabama and if Britt can deliver again will be particularly interesting. Elsewhere, in Georgia, two Trump-backed congressional candidates, Jake Evans and Vernon Jones, face runoff opponents in Rich McCormick and Mike Collins respectively. Trump had a bad night in Georgia's first round of primaries and both of these candidates finished in second place in that round. But Evans in particular seems to have rallied, and Trump last night did a tele-town hall with him urging Georgians to back him. In Virginia, several congressional primaries will be interesting to watch, particularly in both the 7th and the 2nd congressional districts. In a state that flipped so hard to the right and elected GOP Governor Glenn Youngkin last year, Republicans are hoping that momentum continues this year as they seek to oust Reps. Abigail Spanberger, DBA, and Elaine Luria, DBA, among possibly others. Nominees against them will be selected on Tuesday. Technically, Tuesday will also see runoffs in Arkansas, but none of those races have major national significance, even though they do matter locally. Follow along here for the latest as the results stream in on Tuesday night. The polls close in Virginia and Georgia at 7 p.m. ET, in Alabama at 8 p.m. ET, and in Arkansas at 8:30 p.m. ET. Update 9:01 p.m. ET. More calls for Britt in Alabama. Update 8:54 p.m. ET. It looks like Sly Vega, a Hispanic woman, is going to win in Virginia's 7th District GOP primary. Update 8:53 p.m. ET. With 59% reporting now in Virginia's 7th District GOP primary, Sly Vega has moved back in front by about 500 votes, leading Derek Anderson 26% to 24.5%. Update 8:45 p.m. ET. With just 1% reporting in Alabama, Katie Britt has a solid lead over Mo Brooks, so solid that Dave Wasserman from the Cook Political Report has already called it. Update 8:36 p.m. ET. Muriel Bowser, the Democrat mayor of Washington, D.C., has won her primary. With 38% reporting when the AP made the call, according to the New York Times, Bowser was under 60% at just 56.6%. Against an unserious challenger, that is not impressive at all, in a sign she may be seriously weak. Update 8:30 p.m. ET. The AP officially calls it for Rich McCormick in Georgia as well. Update 8:29 p.m. ET. With 55% reporting in Virginia's 7th District GOP primary, Derek Anderson has retaken the lead by 199 votes at 25%. Sly Vega is down at 24.4%. Extremely close photo finish race here. Update 8:16 p.m. ET. Even though Trump's picks lost in Georgia again tonight, the winners are fairly hardcore MAGA types anyway. So even establishment folks are warning to beware of Trump haters rejoicing over this. Update 8:13 p.m. ET. The very first votes are reporting in from Alabama, where Katie Britt has a lead over Mo Brooks with just over 100 votes in so far. Update 8:05 p.m. ET. With 54% in now, Lee Vega has moved back up in the lead by less than 100 votes over Derek Anderson. She has 25% and he has 24.7%. Close race in Virginia's 7th District GOP primary. Update 8:04 p.m. ET. With 50% reporting in Virginia's 7th District GOP primary, Derek Anderson has now taken a slightly less than 100-vote lead over Lee Vega. He has 24.7% to her 24.3%. Update 8 p.m. ET. The polls have closed now in Alabama, and also in Washington, D.C. The mayor of the nation's capital is facing a primary challenge. And in Alabama, the U.S. Senate runoff for the GOP nomination is particularly heated. Results are expected in both imminently. Update 7:59 p.m. ET. The AP officially calls it for Mike Collins in Georgia. Update 7:57 p.m. ET. With 46% reporting, Lee Vega still leads Derek Anderson in Virginia's 7th District GOP primary in a close race. She has 25.6% and he has 24.6%. Her lead is currently less than 300 votes. Update 7:47 p.m. ET. The AP officially calls it for Kiggins in Virginia's 2nd District. Update 7:39 p.m. ET. Wasserman calls it in Georgia's 6th. That means two more Trump losses on the ledger. Update 7:38 p.m. ET. In the 6th District runoff in Georgia, more votes just came in, expanding Rich McCormick's lead over Jake Evans. McCormick now has 71.9% and Evans has 28.1% with 4% reporting. Update 7:36 p.m. ET. With 39% reporting in Virginia's 7th Congressional District GOP primary, Lee Vega still leads a tight race with Derek Anderson. She has 26.6% to his 24.9%. Update 7:24 p.m. ET. However, Vega seems to be the favorite as her base is still not yet reporting, according to Dave Wasserman from the Cook Political Report. Update 7:23 p.m. ET. In Virginia's 7th District GOP primary, that much closer fight is carrying out as more results come in. Lee Vega still leads, with 28.4% of the vote with 16% reporting, but Derek Anderson is not far behind with 25.5%. Update 7:21 p.m. ET. Kiggins is likely going to win the GOP nomination in Virginia's 2nd District. Update 7:18 p.m. ET. In Georgia, Mike Collins, at least some are projecting, seems to have defeated Trump-backed Vernon Jones in the primary runoff. Update 7:17 p.m. ET. With 13% now reporting in Virginia's 2nd District GOP primary, Jen Kiggins is cruising. She has 61.8% as compared with Bell's 23%. Not over yet, but getting there. Update 7:14 p.m. ET. In the 7th District GOP primary in Virginia, a much closer race is shaping up with just 1% reporting so far. Lee Vega currently leads, but by less than 100 votes. It could be a long night and close race in this one. Update 7:12 p.m. ET. Early results are coming in Georgia as well. And Rich McCormick and Mike Collins both have substantial leads over their Trump-backed opponents in the early numbers. Update 7:10 p.m. ET. About 3% is now reporting in Virginia's 2nd District and State Senator Jen Kiggins has a huge lead with 63.7% to Jerome Bell's 21.1%. Kiggins is the odds-on favorite to win this one, so her early strong showing is unsurprising. Update 7:05 p.m. ET. Per former President Donald Trump's team, these are the endorsements Trump has on the line this evening. Alabama Senate, Britt, Katie. Virginia 01, Whitman, Rob. Virginia 06, Klein, Ben. Virginia 09, Griffith, Morgan. Georgia 06, Evans, Jake. Georgia 10, Jones, Vernon. Update 7:02 p.m. ET. Polls have closed in Georgia and Virginia. Results are expected to start coming in imminently.